off to somewhere, and we are not too sure. Where that somewhere is.
G'day, your host Dave Brown here for this very special seventh episode of In the Process of Making. Remember, listeners, that when John and I began this journey in 2020, we didn't have a clue about what we were making. And 2 years later, in 2022, it was just a higgledy-piggledy unrefined folder full of our novelty videos, our crazy characters, our song snippets, and our little modules of story. I was thinking, this crazy collection of stuff that we've spent many hundreds of hours accumulating just for the fun of it isn't going to generate any interest from anyone unless there's a way of putting it all together into some narrative form or other that gives it a context that an audience can invest in. I mean, what would that be? Would it be a cabaret show? Was it a series of videos? Maybe a song cycle? A concept album? Was it a TikTok or Instagram series? Who was our audience? I wanted to do something with this material that could be realised without funding, or with minimal funding at least, in a way that is feasible for two people to achieve. I wanted it to be artful, something we'd be proud to put our names to. Already I'd said to John, look mate, the videos are fun to make but way too time consuming, and there's so much of that kind of stuff already out there, we just can't compete. And I was not interested in the TikTok, Instagram, social media format of presentation where everything is bite-sized and superficial and a million hits is a meaningless measure of engagement in a look-at-me, glance-and-swipe mishmash of mayhem and memes. No, not for me, not that. Not at all. I have no interest. So, what to do?
In the Process of Making, Episode 7, Transforming Random Ideas into Coherent Content.
This idea of a podcast just crept up on me. I was thinking, what about a really good long-form podcast? Something deeply considered, distinctive, not half-baked, a one-of-a-kind. Yes, the capacity to stream audio from any device into the ears of busy listeners as they do other things in their busy lives, like exercising or travelling or cooking meals or washing dishes or mowing lawns, that opportunity was exciting to me. A podcast, a good one, is a beautiful thing.
Chapters of life. I love you, my podcast, what more can I say?
Warning, warning, the following announcement may cause existential stress and shock.
Not really. I'm just letting you know that if you haven't already realised it, right now we are inside the podcast we decided to make back in 2022. We are actually in it right now. And it's now 2025. Yes, it's taken us 3 years to work out how to bring our chaotic circus of clowns into a podcast arena that might be of interest to someone other than ourselves. Maybe. Is there anyone out there listening to this? God, I hope so. So if you are, what is it? What is this podcast we eventually created? What's the shape of it?
Can you tell me? Can you tell me? Can you tell me?
What's going on?
Can you tell me? What's going on?
Can you tell me?
Going on?
What's going on?
What's going on?
Well, yes, I think I can. Here's my take on it. Our clowns, McCartney, Goldini and the like, were asking us to help them find a place to belong. A place where their existence has purpose and meaning bigger than their insubstantial selves. So this podcast is that place. These characters are now part of a bigger playing field. They have become players in our experiment that investigates the creative process. These characters have become our companions in documenting the very journey that created them. Look, if we dig into this podcast and analyse it, we see that there's a number of layers operating simultaneously. So let's excavate the layers. First, there's the documentary layer, the story of how all this came to be. Then there's the fictional story world layer with our ensemble of clowns, Paul McCartney and his missing friend, Violet Greenslade, Special Agent 7 and the Tinsel Man, operatic diva Antonio Goldini and his lucky charm, Pierre Depardieu and his tinfoil art, Gordon Oliver and his Seventological chefery, Neville Herbert with his garage philosophizing, and Samuel Sebastian Sevenwell as our incumbent AI personality. Each of these characters and their story snippets emerging from our whimsical play, each now seeking connections with one another. And between these layers lives a third dimension, the inquiry into creativity itself, through John's and my bumbling efforts to make something out of nothing, linked to the Paperboat's seven creative principles. In this layer, we ask things like, what happens in that liminal space between chaos and order? Or how does the unconscious mind participate in making something new? Or we explore the role that constraint plays in liberating our imagination. So there it is. That's it. By weaving these three threads together, the documentary layer, the fictional story world layer, and the investigating creativity layer, we've manifested something of a hybrid form podcast that reflects the messy nature of creation itself. The podcast becomes both the map and the territory, documenting our journey whilst simultaneously being the journey. And of course, our animating idea, Explore 7, means that the number 7 with all its mystical intonations is forever winding its way through everything. That's a lot to process, isn't it? But hey, that's to be expected. We've come a long way. Episode number 7, at the midpoint of our journey. Our podcast in place, but with much, much more of the story to tell.
We're on a path to somewhere, and we are halfway there. We are halfway there to where that somewhere is, where that somewhere.
So let's go back to that moment in time when John and I first made the decision to create a podcast, back to early 2022.
Exploring the territory.
Both John and I are big podcast listeners. Back in 2022, the question we had to face was, could we, John and I, never having created a podcast, make something genuinely original. I mean, there's so much podcast rubbish out there. We didn't want to add to that. We wanted to make something that we would be proud to put our names to. Could we do that? My response back then was, yes, maybe we can. Yes, this feels exciting. I have the equipment and production know-how to build my skills technically to do it. And there's so much scope with a podcast. It's the theatre of the mind. It can be an incredibly flexible medium. You can use all sorts of storytelling techniques, incorporating music, song, interview, monologue, dialogue, narration, poetry, commentary, announcement, advertisement, sermon, a race call, a collage, whatever. The possibilities are endless.
7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 7 simply makes sense to me.
But we all got together because we just looked number 7.
What I did was wrap it in tinfoil.
It seems to bring meaning to everything.
Absolutely amazing.
For 20 minutes, looking at this number, 7, 7. 40 minutes go by, 7. I've said it 1,000 times, and suddenly...
Number 7.
I don't recognise the number.
It seems to bring meaning to everything.
I don't recognise the number.
Podcast Perspectives. Getting inspired.
In preparation for this new venture, I started listening to podcasts about podcasting and read a very excellent book by Siobhan McHugh called The Power of Podcasting, which directed me to listen to a range of interesting work by podcast producers. There are two fictional podcasts that grabbed my attention, and these have become benchmark models for the kind of work I became interested in making. The first is Appearances. It's an astounding metafictional podcast by Sharon Mashihi. When I read that it was written, created, produced, and delivered by Mashihi, my interest was piqued immediately. I wanted to see how she went about meeting that challenge. How could she do that effectively? Well, she did. I mean, it's amazing. It's complex, surprising, and wonderfully theatrical. An intimate story about family and motherhood and culture that had me hooked at every turn. Not just the narrative itself, but more the way the author places herself in it and comments on it and questions the authenticity of her feelings and reflections. It's warm and funny and emotional. I haven't come across anything that is as good.
I categorize this show as fiction, and I call the main character Melanie.
I'm so confused. I don't know if I'm Sharon or if I'm Melanie. I think I'm Melanie. Just call me Melanie.
Okay, Melanie. Oh, all right. So then...
And I feel good about Melanie. Melanie is basically me, but different.
Appearances is what I would call podcast literature. Literature for the ears. Theatre for the mind. What can I say? But listen to it and hear for yourself. Appearances by Sharon Mashihi. My other favourite... Welcome to Night Vale, a podcast by Joseph Fink, Jeffrey Craner, and Bree Williams. It's a completely different kettle of fish, no less astounding in its conceit and its pure bloody brilliance.
Welcome to Night Vale.
Welcome to Night Vale is presented as a community radio station, and it's set in the fictional desert town of Night Vale, where bizarre paranormal events are commonplace. It's droll, weird, literate, and clever satire. I love it. And I must say, I'm in awe of their artful brilliance and off-the-wall, genuinely funny and clever storytelling. Each episode is almost exclusively narrated by one character, the Night Vale community radio host, Cecil Palmer, describing the bizarre happenings around town. And as I said, it's effectively a social satire and commentary on things like corporate overreach, racial injustice, and conspiracy theories. The whole gamut, really. And there's often a metafictional interplay between the world of Night Vale and the real world of the podcast writers. So, like appearances, it relies on one main performer, a small, close-knit team of artists, and some very clever and wildly imaginative writing and audio production. The other thing that I find particularly inspiring is the way the creators have extended the realm of Night Vale way beyond the confines of a podcast. For example, the creative team do live performance tours. They've released several novels set in the Night Vale metaverse. They've created a number of albums of Night Vale music. There's a comic book series of Night Vale stories. There's actually a podcast which analyzes episodes from the Night Vale series. And of course, there's a massive range of merchandise. All these extensions of the Night Vale phenomenon allow fans to further immerse themselves in this wildly weird, psychotic world. So, what can the Seven Well Project learn from this? Well, lots, I think. We'll see how we go. The main takeaway from all of this is that our decision to construe our collection of Seven Well material into a podcast was a mighty big turning point back in 2022. It's an example of limiting the palette, one of the Paper Boat's seven creative principles that we discussed way back in episode 2. Remember, limitation is liberation. And yes, it has been a very liberating decision.
I love you, my podcast. What more can I say?
It was the two benchmark podcasts that I've discussed that encouraged me to pursue my love of metafiction in our Seven Well project. The idea of breaking the fourth wall, in a sense, between the story and those constructing it, between John and I and our characters. So the very first podcast segment I attempted to write back in 2022 drew on the true history of how John and my relationship came to be. And to take it into the realms of metafiction, we overlaid our history with a fictional substory that notionally explained our mutual connection to the number seven. So here it is, the backstory of John and Dave. My first attempt at a podcast segment.
The Vaudeville Circus of Life.
Have your tickets reserved. Spin the wheel and win a lifelong deal in the Circus of the Absurd.
Wow, that brings back memories. That little segment of a song was from a show entitled Joey Ackhurst in the Vaudeville Circus of Life. It was a music theatre production I wrote and produced with composer Karen Bailey when I was in my 30s. At that time, I was founder and artistic director of Jumbuck Youth Music Theatre, a company creating original music theatre works performed by elite young actors, vocalists and musicians across South Australia. Back then, John Bode was a 14-year-old kid, and he was cast in this show as a clown, which is very fitting. When he auditioned, I wasn't even aware that he was a singer, and neither was he really. He won the role because he was acrobatic and funny. I remember a particular Sunday rehearsal. I remember it because I'd been up all night the night before seeing Peter Brook's astounding production of the Mahabharata, a 7-hour marathon production performed in a quarry and presented as part of the 1988 Adelaide Festival of Arts. That performance is etched in my memory. It was incredible. But also etched in my memory is the rehearsal that took place the next day, the rehearsal of Joey Akhurst. I turn up to rehearsal at 11 a.m. Sunday morning and I'm totally spent. I'm stuffed. And I get everyone, it's a cast of 20 or so very talented adolescents, I get them in a circle for a warm-up. And John is standing next to me, this 14-year-old kid I hardly know. And we start the vocal warm-up. And I hear this voice alongside me and it's soaring an octave above the rest of us and it sounds extraordinary. And I stop. Everyone stops. And I say to him, "Wow, man, you have a great voice." And he says, "Have I?" And I say, "Yes, you have. Look, I'm no singing teacher, but that sounds incredible to me." And he laughs, puffs out his chest and shakes his head from side to side in this sort of cocky kind of way and says something funny, I can't remember what. But he was pretty chuffed, I think. And that's how John Bode and his singing voice came to my attention. So down the track, John gets a role in my next production called Silly Stupid Nonsense, a Monty Python-esque show. And he's the comic lead. He's a natural pick because he is funny and clever, a natural, a bit out there. Actually, a lot out there. He's good. So this kid with a tenor voice and a comic intuition, he ends up going to WAPA, the Western Australian Academy for the Performing Arts. And he trains in music theatre and he develops a love of opera. And I don't see him again for a few years until I move into my role as artistic director of Patch Theatre in the 1990s. By now, John has finished at WAPA and he's living in Melbourne, so I chase him up to see if he's interested in auditioning for a role in a show called The Birds of the Moon, the very first production I directed at Patch Theatre. And yes, he gets the gig. So over the next few years, he does 4 productions as a professional performer with Patch Theatre Company. But he's needing to come over from Melbourne to do them, and some of them are shows that are on the national touring circuit with seasons of 4 to 7 weeks. By now, he's married to Beck, who's also an opera singer, and they're having their first child. And it's not really suitable for him to be away from home. And so I don't see him again for a big, big chunk of time. We have a very occasional chat on the phone to keep vaguely in touch, but that's about it. And then way, way later, after 20 years at Patch, I finish up there as artistic director and I start the Paper Boats. I was about 3 to 4 years into that journey. It was early 2020 when John and I have one of our rare catch-up chats on the phone. And we realise for the first time this pretty amazing synchronicity that we share in relation to our birthdays.
Ooh, bum, 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 bum.
Seven well.
Ooh, bum, bum.
Exploring the mystery and the magic of the number seven.
Hey, John, do you remember that?
Yeah, I do. Yeah, I do. I remember the reason I rang you was to say I was coming to Adelaide to catch up with my family for my birthday. And so I was ringing you to suggest that we catch up for a coffee. And I reckon I said something like, "I can't do next Friday because that's my birthday." And you said, "You're joking. That's my birthday."
And I can remember you saying something like you're going to be 66.
On the 7th of July. That's
yeah, yeah.
Right.
And I was like, that's my birthday too. I'm going to be 45. And it was crazy, wasn't it?
Crazy.
Like we'd known each other for what?
Over 30 years.
30 years, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
And I remember you worked out something to do with 2025.
Yeah, yeah. I worked out that on the 7th of July, 7th of the 7th, 2025, you'd be turning 49, that's 7 lots of 7, yeah. And I would be the big 70, yeah. 77 decades on the same day in 2025. And, of course, 2 plus 5 equals
7. Yeah, yeah. Totally mad.
Totally mad. Weird.
Spin the wheel and win a lifelong deal in the circus of the absurd.
The weave of fact and fiction.
So, there it is. John and I and our history. Most of it factual. Only the last bit. About sharing birthdays? That's fiction. It's a total fabrication. A fabrication which I figured we could use as we insert versions of ourselves into the fictional narrative of the Seven Worlds story world that will unfold across the next 7 episodes of our podcast.
Sevenworld.org, what will you find? An oddball odyssey of close encounters of the seventh kind. 7654321. Listen if you dare until the story's done.
Seven done, 7 to come.
We're 7 episodes in. And we've got 7 more to come. The 7 episodes to date have seen us move from the chaotic whimsy of our early experiments to this 2022 decision to make a podcast. In the 7 episodes to come, our 7 creative principles will continue to illuminate the path, helping us navigate the obstacles that inevitably arise in any creative journey. There are going to be moments of brilliant insight and crushing doubt, unexpected breakthroughs, and stubborn blockages. You'll witness our twists and turns in the maze of mirrors we'll make for ourselves, the rabbit holes we'll tumble down, and the impossible flights of fancy that will take us to wonderlands that we never could have anticipated. With the advent of our podcast, the clowns have found their circus arena and the show is well and truly about to begin.
Oh yeah, here we go, this is the show we're in. Oh yeah, here we go, the show is about to begin. Celebrate this thing, this wild and awful odyssey in the process of our making.
This is Dave Brown, floating somewhere between fact and fiction, between process and product, between where we've been and where we're going. Until next time, dear listeners, keep the sevens close to your heart.
In the Process of Making is conceived by Dave Brown and John Bode and presented by The Paper Boats. Please subscribe to our podcast and recommend it to your friends, lovers and others, and go to our sevenworld.org website to find out more. Episodes are released on the 7th day of each month on all your favourite podcast platforms. And be watching out for Sevenworld Snippets, bits and pieces of Seventological Sunshine, released randomly each month on socials and available also from the website. And did you know
that 1, 2, 3, 4 and 5 can each be doubled to reach 2, 4, 6, 8 and 10? 9 is divisible by 3, but 7 stands alone. It's unique. A loner. An outsider. The turning point.